The political crisis in Iraq has deepened, even though the deadline for incumbent Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to form a new government was missed by him. Maliki announced that he would be staying on as Prime Minister anyway. This is while President Fuad Masum has picked the Deputy Parliament Speaker to form the new government, raising fears of more infighting in the government as the country is facing the threat of the ISIL in the north. And wait, it's not over. Information still coming through, because under Iraq's constitution, the country's new president, Fuad Masum, must ask Maliki to form a new government since Maliki's State of the Law coalition, well, they won the majority of seats in April's parliamentary elections. The political crisis in Iraq, the subject of this edition of The Debate.
Divisions are deepening in the Iraqi political spectrum as the nation is facing a critical juncture. Iraq's president Fuad al-Masum has tasked Haider al-Abadi from Iraq's National Alliance with forming a cabinet. Iraqi incumbent Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's Al-Dawah party has rejected the nomination.
We announce that Haider al-Abadi only represents himself and does not represent Dawah Party. We reserve our right to challenge the decision in court against those who have violated the constitution.
State of Law coalition came out ahead in the April elections, but short of an outright majority says under the Iraqi constitution, it should now name a prime minister. Maliki has previously promised not to give in to pressure to drop his bid for a third term. Foreign countries are also reacting to the latest developments in Iraq, with the U.S. being quick to congratulate the prime minister-designate, forcing large numbers of people to flee. Terror attacks are also still rampant, with bombings taking place nationwide on an almost daily basis. Iraq is also threatened by some politicians in its Kurdistan region. They include Masoud Barzani, who is pushing for Kurdistan's independence from Iraq. The authorities in Iraq's Kurdistan region have already established independent political and economic ties with foreign countries. This has drawn condemnation from Baghdad, which says under the constitution, any economic or political relations with foreign countries must be coordinated with the Iraqi government.
Let me introduce our guest for this edition of The Debate. We have the director of the Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, Sabah Jawad, who joins us from London. We have a professor at the George Washington University, Nabil Mikhail, who joins us from Washington. Gentlemen, welcome. Nabil Mikhail, Parliament Speaker, check. President, check. They were both chosen. But the pick for Prime Minister, well, that has caused a new crisis. Is the new pick for Prime Minister by the President abiding by the Constitution? Is it legal, or is Maliki legally the Prime Minister since his State of the Law coalition won the majority of seats in April's parliamentary elections?
Constitutions are subject to different interpretations. At the outset, I should acknowledge that I'm not an expert on the Iraqi constitution, but I will look at the situation as a political crisis. Unless the Prime Minister, the incumbent Prime Minister, is not fired, he is still the prime minister. But the question is, how did we get to this mess? And is Washington responsible for it? I would emphasize the political dimension of the crisis. I would say, yes, the Obama administration did contribute to the worsening of the domestic political situation inside the Iraqi leadership. They cheered Maliki when he came. Now he became soon the bad guy. Why did this happen? How did the change in the view of Maliki occur? And for what reasons? I did not hear any explanation from the Obama administration about it. In addition, why would you condition reconciliation on just forming a cabinet? Because reconciliation widens or encompasses the whole society. Will the new government, even if it is all embracing for Iraqis from all stripes, will it just heal all the differences and all the wounds? So I think the Obama administration did not understand the political circumstance in Iraq well. I hope it will be resolved, but I hope that the bickering will not be over who is the current prime minister. There should be some consensus about who should lead Iraq. This is how I view it, but of course, This will not happen soon. Consensus will not happen soon. You will find many contending factions claiming the prime ministership. Two is enough. So let us see how we can resolve this crisis.
Well, Osama Jawad, hopefully you can be of more assistance here, because obviously clarification needs to be the word of the day and the order of the day, and only either the legal arena or the Constitution both coexist with each other to clarify this for us. So can you tell us at this point who is the prime minister, as a matter of fact, and legally speaking and according to the Constitution? Is Maliki the current prime minister? Is he going to stay in his post, or are we going to look at the incumbent coming in and taking that post away from him?
Basically, Maliki is caretaking prime minister in Iraq, and he is in that position until another person takes over and form a new government. But I just wanted to say something about the positions of the United States. We've been told on repeatedly since the occupation of Iraq 2003 that the United States got rid of a dictatorship in Iraq and built a democracy and human rights and a political process which is based on democratic rights of the Iraqi people. And therefore, we have a parliament, we have elected MPs, and we have constitutions, and we have a federal court as well. The federal court says in the past few days and repeated what is previous positions, that actually the president should ask the state of the law coalition to name the future prime minister. Maliki government, that include the Kurdish region leaders who've been playing very divisive role in the against the unity of Iraq and collaborating with the Americans. Now the Americans seems to be in full control of the political process in Iraq. And this is quite obvious from the statement of the Secretary of State when he says he fully backed the president and independent and the strength of Iraq in the future. This is what the United States wants to happen in Iraq. And today they are back fully in control of the political process despite they had to leave Iraq in 2011. And all talks about democracy and democratic institutions is just for consumption, basically.
Do you agree with that, Nabil Mikhail? The U.S. back full control of the political arena there?
I do not think the United States controls the political arena. Iraq is a sovereign nation, and there are different political establishments and operations that are independent or semi-independent. So I do not think that the United States instigated or fabricated the crisis, but also the United States is not is to be blamed, because by not confronting the threat of ISIS early, by conditioning the existence of al-Maliki or the non-existence of Maliki as a way to promote unity, all these things delayed quick actions. The United States did not consult with the Iraq leadership. Yes, I would like to see more representation of all the Iraqis in a new government, but do not approach the situation as if this has to be imposed now, because reconciliation will happen the way we imagined it. So America did contribute to the crisis by not talking to the Iraqi leaders, by not foreseeing how we can resolve a crisis and then you can establish unity. But I don't think the United States, like I say, is trying to behold Iraq subjugated, humiliated. No, the Iraqis have their own free will. I do not want to enter into an endless game of blames and counterattacks. I would like just to focus on the current situation. And frankly, I can tell you, as I was heading to the studio, every TV station, every radio station in America is now talking about Iraq. Not what is happening in North Iraq, the bombardment campaign, but about the crisis with Nouri al-Maliki. So this is actually something that is being, is preoccupying the American media now. I will put it this way. America has said that, at least a couple of statements attributable to American officials. indicating that America would not recognize al-Maliki as prime minister. This is a very serious development because, I mean, you have to talk to the Iraqi military also as you initiate a military campaign in the north. So I would say the United States should just understand that Iraq now is in a state of emergency, temporal, and talk to Maliki about even the conduct of military operations.
Yes, you can. Hold on to your thoughts. Nabil Mikhail, hold on to your thoughts. Sabah Jawad, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we hear these talks all the time, actually, that it's not the blame, the United States is not to blame, and so on. You know, if you look at the history of the terrorist activities of ISIS,